Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist, I'm not a doctor. I'm not even sure we're going to be able to watch all the Christmas movies I had planned to. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Over the course of my life, I've held three positions in kitchens. Prep cook in a Greek cafe, a cook in a respiratory hospital, where I had to sadly puree most of the food I prepared, and the chef of a steak and barbecue joint out in the middle of nowhere, AZ. Kitchens can be, for lack of a better word and more sensitive word, crazy places. When the lunch or dinner rush hits, you're often managing the assembling of dishes at a nearly unimaginable pace. And in the midst of the chaos, it's inevitable that something is going to go out incomplete. Items missing. No bueno. And you know this either because you've worked in a kitchen or have been a patron of a restaurant. The plate gets set before you. You see the hamburger and you're prompted to remark, "I'm sorry, shouldn't this have come with onion rings?" There's nothing more sad than being presented with a meal for which you had such high expectations, only to find out that something that's supposed to be there isn't. I'd like to apologize because I've been responsible for at least some of that. But now the proverbial table shall be turned. You're no longer the customer, you're the chef. And your brain is the customer, seated in the dining room. The brain comes to you with some expectations. It's looking for one heck of a meal, one that will satisfy it. More so, perhaps one that could bring it some healing. Chicken soup for the brain. The brain orders the following: spiritual development, healthy community, daily movement, nutritious diet, perhaps creative pursuits, medication treatment, therapy, or appropriate boundary setting with others and yourself. You, the chef, are given the order by the waiter, and you look at it and you say, "Nah, I'm not making all this." So you make the order the way you see fit and you send it out to the brain. The waiter gets to the table, lifts that silver upside-down bowl thing you see in the movies but never in real life, only to reveal the brain's meal. And guess what? It's just a pill. The brain is upset. This is not the meal it ordered, but it's starving. So it takes the pill. Feels better, but is still just not completely satisfied. You, the chef, are upset because you were certain that the pill was going to make the brain one happy customer. But that's not the meal the brain ordered. It's incomplete, and it will always be incomplete. You and I are whole people. There is no magic pill that is ever going to replace the need for us to attend to the multifaceted, important, crucial parts of our God-given life. Is this an anti-medication message? No, not at all. No more so than an anti-mashed potato message. But where is the gravy? Where's the roast beef and the roasted broccoli? I like broccoli. I take four medications. Four medications, and all of them serve a purpose. One, to stabilize my wildly shifting mood. One to help with anxiety, one to help with sleep, one to help with nightmares specifically. Each one is truly helpful, but by themselves, they're not enough. They weren't meant to be. I think of them like the sauce, not the entree. I love the sauce. Don't give me a dry meal. I can't choke a desiccated dinner down. I want the ketchup with my fries, the ranch with my pizza, the barbecue sauce with my pulled pork. And I realize the ranch with the pizza thing is a little divisive. But if you disagree with me, you're wrong. I want to interact with people in social situations. I want community. These are components of a healthy, whole life. Medication that eases some of my anxiety helps me to incorporate the community component. Medication helps with that. It doesn't replace it. I want to engage in my work in meaningful ways. I want to work with purpose. Work is good for us, and when I can sleep and sleep free of nightmares, I have more energy and clarity of mind to engage with my work. My medication helps with that. It doesn't replace the work. I want to be a source of stability in my home so that I can develop deep and healthy relationships with my wife and children. That's good for my brain. My medication helps stabilize my mood. It doesn't replace relationships with my family. And going for walks helps with all of that, and avoiding certain foods helps with all of that, and learning breathing techniques helps with all of that, and living my life with Jesus at the heart of it helps with it greatly. It's paramount. The best mental health recovery meal is the plate that floweth over. I'm reminded of a Disney cartoon featuring Mickey and the gang, and this incredibly sad moment when Mickey slices a single bean into three small slices to share with a very hungry Goofy and Donald. And that kind of image is what comes to mind when I think of the mental health recovery journey that relies on just one thing alone, be it medication or exercise or diet. It's a pill, a single bean on the plate. It's just often not enough. And I want to take a moment here and say a word to those for whom no treatment or lifestyle change has significantly helped their mental health. No amount of prayer, obedience, church going has made a big difference. I just want to say that I see you and my heart aches for you. I cannot imagine what it's like to experience treatment-resistant depression and anxiety. Yours, I believe, is a remarkable and difficult calling. Your continued presence and faith, even damaged faith, despite difficult mental health challenges, makes God look big to me in His power to sustain. My encouragement to you is to never give up. It's so easy to think that you've tried everything, but more possibilities exist out there. I understand the discouragement, but don't give up. And let me know if Bless This Brain can help you connect with new resources. Sometimes it can help to switch things up a little in the professional help department. Last word on the meal. Learning to cook took me a long time. I had to start small and continuously build off my ever-increasing skill set. It took me a while before I could make a really decent, full plate of food. I still got plenty of room for improvement. I'm never going to work at the French Laundry. Start with one thing. Get used to it. Get good at it. Maybe it's a pill. Maybe it's a walk every day. Maybe it's joining a community group. Put it on your plate. And when you're ready, add something else. With these incremental changes, I believe a majority of you will find your mental health increasing. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.